Food Security Month at Yamajuba Berry Farm in Charlestown in Newcastle in northern KwaZulu-Natal. The department has declared October Food Security Month with an ongoing mandate to raise the level of awareness about food security in communities. Now, for a closer look at the issue of food security, we're now joined on the line by food expert and researcher at the African Centre for Cities, Gareth Haysom. Gareth, a very good afternoon to you and welcome.
Good afternoon, Elvis, and good afternoon to the listeners.
How much of a threat is food security in South Africa?
Well, I think food insecurity is a significant threat, I think, on a number of levels. Some research done by the Human Researchers Council and the Medical Research Council found those at risk of hunger in South Africa to be about 28% and those experiencing hunger to be 26%. So this reflects a very high level of food insecurity in a number of South Africans that really struggle to get, not to get food, but to get adequate food to meet their dietary requirements.
Is there a problem in South Africa with either availability or accessibility to food?
It's a great question because often food insecurity is seen as being a need to just grow more food. The National Development Plan and other research shows that. And for a number of years, South Africa has been able to grow enough food, and if it isn't able to grow that food, it's able, through its positive trade balance, to import sufficient food to feed its citizens. The challenge comes in terms of access and how that food is distributed through the food system. Mm. And so I would argue that, yes, we need to have enough food available, but the primary question is how that food is accessed by South Africans and particularly by poor South Africans.
And what does that mean, and how do we then ensure that accessibility of food for all South Africans is possible?
To get food through everyone, it's useful then to look at how South Africans access food and the means with which they use to get food. And there are a variety of strategies applied. So in accessing that food, a number of retail sectors come into play. Often it's imagined that the best place and the most efficient way to get food to citizens is through supermarkets and the larger formal retail sectors. But because of our apartheid history, the distribution of our cities, where people live, the geographical concerns that they might face, and a number of other factors, people access food from the informal to right through into the formal sector, and they don't use them exclusively. They use a wide variety of retail of food access strategies in order to acquire food. And so one of the key points is to ask questions about how we focus across that retail spectrum, how we recognize the value of all those different components in the food access continuum, if I can call it that, rather than just trying to privilege certain points they might serve economic purposes, etc., but other points in the food retail system are critically important to enable food access, and it's about trying to find ways in which those can be supported and how the difficulties often that might occur within them. So there are questions around food safety and certain informal food trade. How can we work with that to improve that food safety rather than just penalize those aspects?
Do we have adequate food systems in place, and how does that food system serve South Africans?
So I think food security is fundamentally linked to the structure of the food system. And the high levels of food insecurity that I quoted from the HSRC study, for me, reflects the fact that the food system, we don't have an adequate food system. And there are a number of contributing factors to that, I think. One of the primary challenges is the cost of food and how people are able to then afford food. So one of, not necessarily linked directly to the food system, but the strategies applied in order to be able to get some form of sustenance, people will then discount certain foods. So one of the real, what we face is people with low levels of dietary diversity. So people are getting food. So it's not just that people are hungry, yes, but that they are able to get some staples, but they're not getting the nutritional needs that they require. And so when a system cannot provide that broad spectrum of nutritional foods, that becomes problematic. So fresh vegetables and fresh fruit are increasingly difficult to get as they become more and more expensive. So, the question is, I think our food system requires serious refocusing and requires a very a different way of understanding how the food system functions.
Mm-hmm.
And
how do we get that food diversity to work for South Africans?
Well, for me, one of the questions, and being in the African centre of cities, my bias will come through in this, but I do really believe that this is the case, is that South Africa is 63% urban.
Mm.
And so we need to say, what role do cities play in managing the food system? What mandate do they have? What role do a variety of stakeholders within those cities play in food system? Currently, food security is managed and governed at a national scale, with some responsibility being delegated down to provincial governments. So the food security questions that might arise in Cape Town are quite different to those that might arise in Mbombela or in Johannesburg or other areas. So I think one of the ways to ensure that we have greater connection with what is happening in the food system is that we need to bring it down to the scale at which the people are accessing that food or trying to access that food, and that is at the urban scale. So cities play a fundamental role in how the food system functions, how it's governed, what decisions are made in terms of retail, and a whole set of factors. So I would argue that one of the points that needs to play out is that cities need to play a far more active role in the governance of the food system and decisions about the food system.
Mm. Some would argue that city slickers are more consumers than driving production, but there is a growing trend with urban gardening.
I think so, and I think urban gardening is a critical component of the system. But I think to think that that's going to be the solution misses the deep structural problems. So there are fantastic projects doing great work around urban food and urban gardening. But I'm very nervous of presenting that as the solution.
Mm-hmm.
We have to get into the root causes of those structural problems within the South African food system and not allow ourselves to think that by having some urban gardens we're really addressing the problem. Because one of the other points about that is the structure of our cities and the high levels of informality that we face, those are the people who suffer food insecurity most. And access to land in those areas and to be able to garden and farm in those areas is very difficult. Yeah, there's fantastic innovations and things that can happen on rooftops, etc. But those food insecure citizens are really trying to find ways in which to access them, get enough money to access the market in terms of buying food. And so those are some of the structures that need to be corrected.
Just very briefly, Gareth, how do we solve this issue?
I think it requires a whole set of strategies, and as you said briefly, but I think one of the things is we need to think of the formal and informal as being part of a broader system, and so the informal needs to be brought back in and recognized. We need to be able to understand what the status of food insecurity is. I quoted a study from 2013. We need what those figures are on a regular basis, and we need to be able to. We also need to be able to present where the prices are best. So people, we need to have food price monitoring, and we also need to think of how food system connects into all the other systems, energy, transport, planning, and those aspects. And then we also need to be able to have a far more diversified production system as well.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your time. That was Gareth Hasen. He's a food expert and researcher at the African Center for